Secretary of State Clinton yesterday on the importance of candor in international affairs.
It is imperative that we have candid reporting from those who are in the field, working with their counterparts in order to inform our decision-making back here in Washington.
Presidential candidate Hillary Clinton in March of 2008 expressing a notable lack of candor about a famous trip to Bosnia.
I remember landing under sniper fire. There was no greeting ceremony, and we basically were told to run to our cars. Now that is what happened.
Of course, that's not what happened. And whether it's WikiLeaks or sticky misspeaks, who gets to decide when the public gets to hear real candor in world affairs? The news that's fitting to print or upload or download. The Times executive editor, Bill Keller. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. And if it sounds like I had, 50-yard line seats at some football game over the weekend.
Sounds like you were smoking a lot of cigars.
Something like that. No, just a little throat something. Anyway, Tuesday, November 30th, and happy to be back.
WikiLeaks again at the top of the news this morning. We've got new information trickling in from those releases. One diplomatic cable reveals the location of U.S. nuclear weapons in Europe. They're in Germany, Holland, and Belgium. The location of the U.S. arsenal has been a closely guarded secret. From another leaked cable, we're learning Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu supports land for peace trades with the Palestinians. It's the first indication of his position on that concept. And we're also learning about China's frustrations with North Korea. In one cable, a Chinese foreign ministry official refers to North Korea as a spoiled child.
The leaks are kicking up all sorts of turmoil in the U.S. government. Attorney General Eric Holder says the Justice Department is looking for a way to prosecute WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange under the Espionage Act.
We have an active, ongoing criminal investigation with regard to this matter. We are not in a position as yet to announce the result of that investigation.
And White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the president wants to see legal action as well.
The president was... as an understatement, not pleased with this information becoming public.
But Assange already has his next target in mind. In an interview with Forbes magazine, he says his next move will be to unleash documents from a major U.S. bank.
There's move on a diplomatic front to ease some tensions on the Korean Peninsula. A top North Korean official is in China for talks, while the U.S., South Korea, and Japan will sit down soon in Washington. That comes as North Korea detailed its expanded nuclear program for the first time this morning, saying it has thousands of working centrifuges. That gives North Korea a second route to making a nuclear weapon. President Obama had this proposal for 2 million federal workers in the U.S.
Today I'm proposing a 2-year pay freeze for all civilian federal workers. This would save $2 billion over the rest of this fiscal year and $28 billion in cumulative savings over the next 5 years.
The freeze would not affect the military. Today, President Obama holds his first meeting with Republican and Democratic leaders since the midterm elections. Topics will likely include the Bush-era tax cuts, the START nuclear treaty, and extending unemployment benefits, many of which begin to expire today.
The Pentagon study on Don't Ask, Don't Tell is due out today. We've already heard a clear majority of respondents to the 10-month study don't care if gays serve openly. We'll see what the report says. The nation's high school graduation rate is rising. A report out today from a nonprofit group shows the graduation rate rose to 75% in 2008. That's up 3 points from 2001. And a new dietary guideline from the National Institutes of Health say extra vitamin D and calcium aren't needed. In fact, having too much of either could be harmful. Asian markets are down. European indices are up. Futures are edging toward flat, but they're still marginally down at this point. The Dow gets underway at 11,052. The S&P opens at 1,100.187. And the NASDAQ at 2,525. Coming up, a look at the Bush-era tax cuts and the benefits of maintaining unemployment insurance.
But in a moment, The Times, Bill Keller, the executive editor for The New York Times, joins us to talk about making decisions with sensitive material. What do you print? What do you not?